I'm talking to Phil Raunty, the trainer of star Tasmanian pacer Jed Lee, who's been off the scene for over a year now. Phil, we revealed this week that there's not great news about the horse's return to racing.
No, Peter, we improved Morrison at Longford. He's recommended the horse to be retired. The aim was in, he'd been in work 10 weeks, doing very slow work, gradually built up. And as soon as we got to doing about 5 or 6 miles, and it was only job work, someone started the show there in his tendon, so we stopped working him. And
so you never even hobbled him?
No, he'd never been hobbled.
Okay. Well, take us through the process that, you know, from when he suffered the... Now, the tendon was in which leg?
It was in the offside suspensory ligament.
Yep. Now, you tried nearly everything. You went to America. Take us through the process of what you tried to do to get this horse back racing.
Sam went through and got some stuff from America. And we had to stand him in water, for hot water, 41 degrees to 45 degrees. We did that for over 70 odd days with him, and then we were doing him slow work and so forth, but it never turned out the way we thought it would, Peter.
Yeah, it's it must be, it's certainly disappointing, you know. It's your brother owns him.
Yes.
And Gerald and yourself.
Sam actually leases him.
Yeah, well, that's your son, and look, it must be disappointing for all of you that when you know that you've got a horse with his capabilities, and he was a sensation when he arrived on the track, going from a maidener to being favourite for the Tasmanian Pacing Championship, the Group 1 event, in a preparation virtually.
He done that in 10 months.
Yeah.
And in that period of time, he ran second to Lanacross in Australian Derby, and Lanacross won one of the winner already. And won the Charity of Fires that year. So, you know, and then I thought probably his greatest win was the Launceston Cup. It was, you know, he ran his last in 55.6, I think. And, you know, and I thought, well, he arrived then as a horse. And I wasn't disappointed with his run in the championship. And when he came back, he went straight into top grade, and he ran 2 seconds and a third in that, and then the injury, he ran second in the Golden Mile, and I think they come home in 55.6 or 55.7 in that, and then he pulled up lane after that, and that was the end of his racing career, really.
Well, Phil, every trainer hopes to get a horse like Jed Lee at least once in a lifetime. You don't hold hopes of getting one as good again?
No, I've been in for 40 years, Pete. I don't think, I think it only passes you once. You're very lucky. Look, I'm very lucky to have what I've had, to get what I've made, to be able to say I've had a horse as good as him. And
all right.
Fortunate enough to be associated with him.
Well, I guess you move on, and, you know, it looks like he will be retired, and, well, you can only live in hope that maybe one comes in that might be almost as good.
Well, we wouldn't be in the game if we didn't have that ambition, and everyone looking for a good horse, you know, so. We've got a nice filly out of Baby Jane that's going along all right at the moment, so we've just got our fingers crossed.
All right, mate. Well, all the best with what's coming up in the future.
Thank you.